I wanted to really share about Hezekiah, the King Hezekiah. So the King Hezekiah was from the Old Testament, and he was on his deathbed. And it already had been prophesied. A prophet came to him and said, you know, God is going to take your life. You've been a wicked king, blah, blah, blah. You haven't been pretty much keeping up with your promise that you had to rule over the people. So he was on his deathbed and he rolled over and he said an earnest prayer. He promised God that if God was to allow him to live, that he would keep the commandments. And guess what? God granted him that favor. For he lived for like about 10 to 15 more years after that, because God knew in his heart that he was serious, that he was not BSing. So I say this story, and I wanted to share this story because of the fact that when you have made a promise or covenant, I more so like to use the word covenant because it's more like a contract. When you have made a promise to do something, when you have made a covenant, a couple months ago now, that I did this video about let your yes be yes. And I will have that linked down below, because of the fact that sometimes when you may not be getting your blessing, you may not be getting your breakthrough because of the different things that you said you were going to do, you didn't follow through. So therefore, you made yourself out to be a liar. You broke the contract. You broke the covenant. So when the covenant is broken, then the contract is broken. So therefore, the divine spirit or whoever you're making that contract, that covenant with, is not obligated to uphold their end of the bargain because you did not uphold your end of the bargain. Remember that God, the divine, the all, is multidimensional. So although you didn't say that you were going to do this, or you didn't say that you were going to do that verbally, remember that the subconscious mind speaks too, that the heart speaks too, that energy speaks too. And the Most High can see on multi-dimensions. The Most High can see through all the BS, can see through your own BS that you don't even recognize. Pretty much, you're going to have to be honest with yourself. You're going to have to align, sit down, take a couple moments, not be in your flesh, not be in the carnal man, in the carnal mind, and just say, oh, I want this, I want that. But align and ask, like, what am I supposed to be doing? Am I supposed to be banishing? Am I supposed to be removing or repelling or deweeding my garden? Remember, the mind is like the garden. The heart is also like a garden. And if you have weeds in there, you can't come bring new seeds in there and try to plant them and expect for them to grow. If you are in need of banishing or removing of those weeds, that's what you need to be focusing on. If you are have already done that and you are prepared for to call in blessings, calling those new seeds or those seeds that you have already planted to multiply, to grow, then you also need guidance with that. You need to seek the spirit for that. And if you have made a covenant, because remember, everything is a covenant. Everything is a even exchange. Everything is transactional. Everything is the law of polarity. Everything is the law of reciprocity. So if you are asking and requesting for certain things, regardless if you're removing something or if you're asking to bring something in, that you have to understand that this is a covenant. So you have to be prepared to sacrifice something. And that needs to be stated. You need to consciously state that. You need to consciously sit down, and if, regardless if you write it, I suggest you write it down so that way you can always make reference back to it. Because remember, God does not forget anything. The divine does not forget anything. The divine is multidimensional, like I was saying. That means present, past, future, multi-dimensions, all of that. You need to write it down so therefore you can make reference to it. So when that blessing is actually granted in your life, you can see, oh, well, this is what I said, this is what I did, and guess what? The divine did answer. God did answer my prayer. And keeping record of that, so therefore, when you have times where you're being tested, you can always make reference back to that. Like, yes, the divine does answer prayers, but also too, what was the thing that I said I was going to give in return? So that way you can keep your end of the bargain. And I wanted to say that just to reiterate the fact that, you know, sometimes when you may be asking and requesting these things and they may not come through, it's because you're not prepared to keep your end of the bargain. That is very important. All right. So I will keep you guys posted. All right. I'll talk to you later.
If you would like to expand your knowledge base surrounding mystic arts of the Bible, specifically biblical rituals, herbs, oils, how to decode and understand the biblical text, with powerful healing candles, bath soaks, holy water, blessed oils, all sourced directly from the Bible. There's also decorative printable art, including our 12-month Zodiac Angel wall calendar that makes a great resource for your studies and planning for your rituals. And currently, at the time of this recording, we offer personal, spirit-led prophetic readings. You can find the link to our 5-star shop listed down below.